What I want to share this morning from God's Word is about compassion. And as we heard this morning in manifestations, that came up. Compassion was a part of what God ministered to our hearts this morning. And you think about sounding out God's Word, and I thought, where does compassion come into play in this sounding out of God's Word? And it plays a big part in the holding forth of God's Word. Compassion plays a big part in the body of Christ, and it plays a big part in our lives. And you think upon your lives, and at those times when you've seen that compassion, somebody had compassion upon you, and what it did for your heart. And that's the thing about compassion that I saw from God's Word. Looking through the eyes of God's Word and not through the eyes of the world. What is this compassion? Another thing that came up in the manifestations this morning is God said that open the eyes of our understanding to the things of the Spirit, and that would be compassion. And one of the things I learned from God's Word while looking at this Word was that it's something that deeply moves God. It's something that deeply moved Jesus Christ. And it's something that in the body of Christ we're to have one for another is this compassion. Many times we know all the answers, all the Bible scholars out here, but do we really have the understanding? And I think that's the thing with compassion is it's something that hits your heart. It's something that touches your heart. It's something that moves you. It was something that moved Jesus Christ in his life to do what he did all the way through to the end. So we want to look in God's Word this morning about what it is to have genuine, true compassion. As always, when you look in God's Word, you see that our ways are not his ways. And I want to see more of this compassion in my life as I was looking at it in the Word. And I thought, I want to see more of it in movement among God's people. And I thought, you know, why is it that this morning God wants us to hear about compassion? There is something there that he wants to get to my heart and to all of our hearts. I thought about that when Michael was teaching in Acts about Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened. And that's the thing about compassion. It's something whose heart God will open up unto you. And when your heart gets opened, it has that tenderness. And that compassion plays a big role in bringing God's word to his people. And it plays a big role in our lives as the body of Christ. God is the source of all true compassion. And this morning we are going to see from God's word how God moved with compassion, how God is full of compassion, how a woman moved with compassion and changed the course of history for a whole nation, how Jesus Christ moved with compassion, and how we're to have compassion one of another. So the first place we're going to look at is the word moved, and it's in Genesis 1:2. Because there's something about compassion that involves moving. It involves healing. It involves touching. So this word moved is really an interesting word here in Genesis 1:2. And I love how God sets things in his word at the very beginning to really lay it out there, the full depth of what it is when it's the first of what he's using in his word. It's like, oh, wow, it's the first time I get to teach him about the word moved, you know. This is what it means from God to be moved, okay? So in Genesis 1:2, it says, and the earth was without form and void. We know God didn't put it that way. It became, and that word was is became. It became that way, without form and without void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the faces of the water. And that word in the Hebrew means moved with feelings of tender affection. God moved with feelings of tender affection to put our planet back together. There's a lot of things that move in life, but when God moves, he moved with feelings of tender affection God has feelings. How about that? We know that. We have feelings. Where do we get it from? We have a living God who has feelings. And this compassion that he has moved with tender affection to put the earth back together for us. The first usage of compassion in the Old Testament is in Exodus chapter 2 and verse 6. The word Exodus means the way out. Pretty cool. The way out. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew's children." She had compassion, Pharaoh's daughter, for this baby that wept. And this compassion so touched her heart that she took this baby in. And it was her compassion that she had in that moment that turned the whole course of history for the nation of Israel. This word compassion here, when it says she had compassion, it means to be mild, to be gentle, and the idea is that of softness. I would want to say that with compassion there comes a tremendous tenderness of the heart that opens up your heart to receive from God. And I want to say something here because we all live in this world and we all walk the same earth together. And one thing that I have seen through the years is that there's a hardness in the world. And sometimes as believers, we pick up on that stuff in our lives, and it's like, man, that's not our deal. Tenderness is a big part, and opening our hearts up is a big part to receiving from God. You know, there's a big thing going on in the world, the virtual reality. You know, you can click this and you have experienced something that you really haven't experienced. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this is, people want to experience something in their life. They want to feel something that's real. And the adversary knows that. And so he's out there pushing his stuff. This is how you're going to feel loved. This is how you're going to feel part of a community. This is how you're going to feel victorious. You know, the things of this world will desensitize you to the point where you don't feel something when you should be feeling something. In Acts, it said that they were pricked in their hearts, and that word pricked means they felt it. They got touched. And that's what we need. We need that. We need that compassion. What does it look like to be moved with compassion? And what is it that moves compassion? Let's look at Exodus chapter 3 and verses 7 and 8. And the Lord said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters." What a beautiful sharing, Chrissy, you did last night. That just touched my heart, you know, because you saw her heart was reaching out. It was crying. It was looking for answers in all the wrong places, like we all have. We would have been best friends. Yeah, and don't give up on those people who are out there, you know. Most of us were all out there doing that, you know? Don't kid yourselves. So the Lord saw the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. What is it that moves compassion? This word affliction means to be bowed down, to be put down, to be depressed and downcast. Have heard means to attentively gather together this is compassion on the move. Have a tentatively gathering together. God was just gathering it together. He was looking at his people. He was seeing the sorrows. He was seeing the burdens. He was seeing the downcastness. And we see that in the world, right? All the time. You see that. And God sees that. And he saw it then, and he sees it today. Taskmaster is a driver of animals, a tyrant, one who harasses and wearies. And this word know, where God said, I know their sorrows, the word know means to know face to face. He did not stand afar off. He knew right up front what his people was going through. And he knew their sorrows, and that word sorrow is to feel pain, to be of a sorrowful soul, to overcome with sorrow. God felt the pain of his people. One translation of this is, I have observed the misery of my people in Egypt and have heard them crying out because of their oppressors. I know about their sufferings. So we see God moving with feelings of tender affection. The man he's calling on to lead them out, show them the Exodus, is Moses, that baby upon whom Pharaoh's daughter had compassion. He would be the one to show them the way out. And I hear somebody said it this weekend, never underestimate compassion. This God who tells us from his word who is full of compassion is not a passive observer. He's right there in our lives. He sees us. He sees the things we're going through. One thing that I saw from God's word about compassion, that he doesn't have just a little bit of compassion, you know. He says in his word that he is a God who is full of compassion. He says that about himself. Isn't that sweet? A God that's full of compassion. This term, God is full of compassion, is used 5 times in the Old Testament. We don't have time to look at them this morning, but we are going to look at one of them. And that first usage of God being full of compassion is in Psalm 78. If you'd like to turn there, that'd be great. Psalm 78 and verse 38. This God who is full of compassion, what it is, what it looks like, coming from God and in movement among his people. Psalm 78 and verse 38, but he, being full of compassion, this is talking about God, he being full of compassion forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. Well, yeah. Full of compassion, this term full of compassion means to love deeply, to have tender affection. So it's not the click on the internet. It's not Google. It's not reality, virtual reality games, video games, all that stuff. That's not what it is to be full of compassion. It's to love deeply, to have tender affection, to really feel something, to behold with the tenderest of affection, to cherish, to soothe in a gentle emotion of the mind, like the love of a parent toward their children. Like a mother would soothe a baby and just sort of rock it. This is who our God is. He is a God that's full of compassion. And this compassion, being full of compassion, it says he forgave their iniquities. And the word forgave there is really kind of interesting. It means to cover over with pitch. Take that back to Genesis, the ark. It's the same word. Isn't that cool? That's that forgave there, to cover over with pitch. And this is what God being full of compassion does. Sometimes with that compassion and movement in our lives, cover over, you know, cover over, so that the adversary doesn't get in and do his business in our lives and in the body of Christ. This compassion is very deep and it's very strong. And without God's compassion, we would all be swimming, and not for very long. So turn to Jeremiah chapter 15, still looking at this word compassion and God turning the pages. I just, you know, as I was looking at this in the Word, I just was thinking about God just turning the pages. All right, let me show you this. Let me show you this, you know. Like he just couldn't wait to get it to me, to show it to me, you know. And I was so blessed that I have the privilege of turning the pages, the Word of Life, whose hands have handled of the Word of Life, and that's what we're doing this morning. In Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 5, it says, "For who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest?" For who shall have pity means compassion. For who shall have compassion? God's asking them, who's going to have compassion on you? Who's going to bemoan? And that word bemoan means to be moved to comfort the afflicted. Who's going to go aside to draw near and to see how thou doest? How many times do we hear that in the course of the day? How you doing? How you doing? Go to the grocery store. How you doing? You know? But when God says, how are you doing? It's not that kind of how are you doing. You know? It's got some feelings of tender affection. How are you doing in your heart? How are you doing? The root of this word means to make peace, to restore, the different meanings of this, to be completed, the finishing of a building. How are you doing? It also means to be a friend, one who brings joyful noise, news. This God who is full of compassion and moves with feelings of tender affection so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And if you were to sum up the whole character of Jesus Christ, it might be gathered up into this one statement: he was moved with compassion. This moved with compassion is used 5 times in the Gospels. We're not going to look at all 5 of them, but we're going to look at one of them. And it's in Matthew 9:36. And this scripture came up earlier this weekend. I think Michael shared some of it about the Lord of the harvest. Moved with compassion is one of the strongest words in the Greek language, and it describes the compassion which moves a man to the deepest depths of his being. Matthew 9:36, but when he saw the multitudes, Jesus Christ, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted, they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. As sheep having no shepherd. This means they were in a lot of trouble. They were a neglected flock. The harvest was going to waste. And there was nobody to get the job done. And he was moved with compassion to pray. Never has there been a man of more intense compassion than that of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It says these usages of being moved with compassion, how Jesus Christ was moved with compassion. I'm going to reference them. There's only 5 of them. I gave you the first one, Matthew 9:36. And as Nick Sinardo so beautifully put years ago, you can do the work with the rest of them. Matthew 14:14, it says, Jesus Christ was moved with compassion and healed. In Matthew 18:27, Jesus Christ was moved with compassion and forgave. Mark 1:41, Jesus Christ was moved with compassion and touched. In Mark 6:34, he was moved with compassion and taught. We are to be moved with that same compassion to pray. You ever be walking down the street or at the stoplight and you look over at the guy next to you in the car? God says, pray for that guy. That's compassion. You're in the grocery store. Somebody comes by. You see something touches your heart about them. You pray for them. Moved with compassion. Never know what that prayer would do for that person's life. For years down the road, that prayer may come around and something will happen for that person. But it's being moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion and healed, moved with compassion and forgave, moved with compassion and touched, and moved with compassion and taught. And we are to be moved with that same compassion to pray, to heal, to forgive, to touch, and to teach. Compassion is to identify with people to the end of having one's heart go out to them. Jesus Christ had this compassion, and we too must have this compassion in our lives. In 1 Peter chapter 3, and verse 8. Says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Having compassion one of another, to feel the suffering of another is what that means. So feelings are involved here with compassion. To feel the suffering of another, to feel the pain together. The root of this word, having compassion one of another, is to be present, to come together, to stand with. That's compassion. You're present. You come together, you stand with. There's a really interesting usage of compassion in 1 John 3, verse 17. We're going to look at that. So this is what God wants for us. He wants us to have this compassion, to come together, to stand together, to be present, to feel what somebody else is going through, to walk in somebody else's shoes. First John 3:17, but whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? And this word shutteth up means to cause the heavens to withhold rain. To cause the heavens to withhold rain. To shut up compassion so that it's inaccessible to one. That's not what we want to be doing with our lives. We want to be those who are touching, who are teaching, who are healing, who are forgiving. We don't want to be those who are shutting up compassion, withholding. Our God, who is full of compassion, never withholds his compassion. In Psalm 68 and verse 9, and this will be the last scripture I want to share on compassion. You know, we've heard a lot this weekend about the outreach of shouting out, echoing God's word. This morning, I'm echoing compassion. And it plays a huge part in the sounding out of God's word. Psalm 68, verse 9 says, thou, O God, did send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. You know, he doesn't withhold his compassion. He sent a plentiful rain to confirm the inheritance when it was weary. And you see that with compassion. A lot of times you see that in movement when people are just tired of the fight, kind of. you know, they're just tired of the things of this life and the things of this world and the things that they go through. And then God just sends his beautiful rain to just encourage them when they were weary, like he did for us this weekend. We've had a bit of rain. But we've also had the wonderful word of God that went out, like somebody shared it out of Isaiah 55, so shall my word be that goeth forth, it shall not return unto me void. It also says in God's word that he opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. So we saw a little bit this morning about our God who was moved with compassion, with feelings of tender affection to put this earth back together for us. We saw from God's word how he's a God full of compassion. We saw a woman who was moved with compassion that changed the whole course for the nation of Israel. We saw Jesus Christ who moved with compassion. And we also looked at how we are to have the same compassion with one another and among the believers. So may these truths that we have read from God's word about compassion be written in our hearts, not with ink. Because that's not what compassion is. It's not with ink. It's something God writes in your heart from his word to show you. So may they be written in our hearts, not with ink, but with the spirit of the living God. And may our lives represent upon this earth our God who is full of compassion. And may we be so moved with compassion to pray, to heal, to forgive, to touch, and to teach. And that's a little bit about compassion this morning. Thank you.